holy night. Jingle bells, jingle bells, walking in a winter wonderland. Ha! How was that for a fabulous Christmas carol medley?
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on Sunset Street. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. On this Wednesday, it's Wednesday, right?
Actually, it's the first day of winter, too.
It is.
Yes.
Whole week is messed up for me.
This day sucks.
Oh, Bill Clevelin.
Bad mood, Clevelin.
I guess he has something for the Burke segment. Yeah. But, wow. We are here without Frank. Frank's on vacation. He has the entire family. The entire family will be joining him later in the week. And then my family will begin their dysfunctional Christmas. It's like our Christmas is like Hanukkah. It lasts like a week because there's so many things to do and so many places to go.
Your family's kind of dysfunctional all year round, though, aren't they?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. But it was really dysfunctional around the holidays. Because
step it up a notch.
Bad. Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, kick it up a notch during the holidays. So we kicked the show off with the Mr. Burke segment. So does anyone have anything to say?
Oh, I do.
Karen Vale.
I do. Thank you very much. First of all, a couple of things from the news. And do you remember yesterday when I said I had post-it notes everywhere to remind myself to bring something, and I forgot it?
Yeah.
Well, it was notes that I had made, and I left right by my little recliner in my living room about the Burke segment yesterday. So I failed to mention two things.
Is it just your recliner?
Is it actually, you know what?
Ask Merle.
It is mine.
It is the one recliner that
I've ever found that really fits me. Most of them seem to be made for guys. They're
got barricades in front of it so nobody else can
I
sit
do.
Down
I do. I always
it.
Tell them, get your butt out of that chair. That is my recliner. Oh, but two things I meant to mention yesterday and I could not remember. It was from the news 2 days ago. One was the guy, remember over a week ago now, that stole the two rings from the jewelry store?
And
he swallowed
them.
Right?
Oh,
waiting
yeah.
For the,
and
the
big,
evidence.
Yeah, big yeah. chase ensued. They catch the guy. They lock him up, and they're waiting for him to poop the rings, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. And then two nights ago, unless there's been an update, and I haven't heard it, as of two nights ago, he still hasn't passed the rings.
Really?
Hmm.
And he now is refusing to cooperate?
How can you refuse to do that?
I don't know.
What does that mean? Is he constipated or what?
You can only clench for so
long.
And I just thought, you know, don't give the guy any options. Just go cut him out then. If he doesn't want to do it the natural way, just go in and do some surgery.
Give him some X-lax. When you give him some food, sprinkle some stuff on his food.
So I wondered if there's an update there that I have missed. And then the other thing is, with respect to the police car that was stolen from the airport the other day, remember that, and the chase on 55 and all of that. One of the news reporters said the police officer at the airport left the police car running with the keys in it. And my question is there any other way that the car would be left running?
Running with the keys in it.
Wouldn't the keys be in it if it's running?
Right.
Unless you have a remote start. But I'm sure the police cars don't have a remote start.
Okay, I wasn't sure about that. Okay, and then I would like to say to all schools everywhere, if yours hasn't started yet, or if it's about to start, or if it's already underway, happy winter break. A round of applause to the kids and the faculty and the administration. Now,
how long has it been called winter
break?
Well,
I'm about to talk about that.
Okay.
There's the other thing.
Easy there. Look out. Stay out of her chair.
Thank you to the St. Charles Journal for covering this story. Because in the Francis Howell School District, there's a school board member. His name's Terry Black. And we're going to give Mr. Black, and I'm not even sure, maybe it's a female, we're going to give board member Black a round of applause because at the meeting.
Show, isn't she?
No? Oh, he said. I'm sorry. Then it is a guy. The reason we take a break is because it's Christmas, not because it's winter. And I'm going to continue to quote Mr. Black. Until recently, the word Christmas has been a good word. Now, all of a sudden, it is a dirty word. And Mr. Black, you have said it accurately.
Yeah, yeah.
Round of applause for him, and we need to change it.
Beautiful.
It is a Christmas break. So happy Christmas break, everybody.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, that's it.
Well, maybe this is the start of people stopping the political correctness there, hopefully, anyway.
Yeah, stop the political correctness crap.
Yeah.
There. Okay. Anybody else have anything for the Burke segment? Bill Clavin?
You know, not really. I don't want to be too big of a grum today, but idiots are everywhere. Just you're forewarned. If you haven't left the house yet, they're everywhere. I was driving by the post office today. I was telling Ian that Amish people can't drive, can they?
No.
You can't drive? Okay, well.
Oh, I guess
maybe
they can,
Maybe they were transplanted Amish people. They used to be Amish and now they're not or something. Anyway, they were dressed like Amish.
Anyway.
And thank you very much. And they were driving back, where you can drop your mail off at the post office there. Mm-hmm. They have the drive-by. They were driving the wrong direction through the the post office. Well, they don't know. And so they caused a huge backup. And then I went to lunch today, and I won't say where I went to lunch, but I was the only place in there, and they absolutely insisted.
You were the only place?
I was the only one in the place. Hey, leave me alone!
Hey, baby.
And they insisted on giving me one of those pagers. You know, I won't say where I was, but, you know, they take
right.
I'm the only one in the, I said, is this really necessary? Oh yeah, you have to. And then I was waiting for my sandwich, and I'm the only one in the entire, place, and I'm waiting for them to call my name or ring the stupid pager or whatever.
Bread there?
I can't say.
It is
a company that sells bread.
Yeah, company that sells bread here in St. Louis.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Based in St. Louis.
Yeah. You do the math. All right. And so I'm waiting for him to call. And so here's what the guy says. I'm waiting. He goes, I'm the only one standing there. And he can't even say what my sandwich is. And I'm like, me? Is it me? Yeah. I'm like, great, thank you, son.
Maybe the poor guy broke his jaw the other day.
Yeah,
it was wired shut.
And here I am making fun of him.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm done.
I thought you were going to say you were sitting there and you're the only one in the place, and they got on the loudspeaker and said, Bill, is Bill here? Your sandwich is here.
That would have been a good story.
Yeah, really.
They do that a lot, too.
Wow. Anybody else? Peon?
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
Or Trevor, do you have anything?
No, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Just another, this is about every week we see one of these stories. I think we already, it was last week, but 300 more cats removed from a house.
Oh, my goodness, where?
Mount Airy, Maryland. 117 were alive and 184 were dead.
Oh, I bet that smelled good. That'd be a good smell.
And three live dogs were found and one dead one in the two-story house. And investigators are trying to find out if the owner even lived at the house. And so they might have abandoned it.
Maybe the owner's dead, too, back in the back bedroom.
Under a pile of cats.
The cats. Maybe the cats and the dogs ate the owner. They don't even know.
They couldn't take the snow anymore. We'll get a new house.
Really? So, let's just move and
I see
the
one of these stories once a week.
I know. It's very sad. I mean, it is a mental illness.
It's hoarding.
Managing.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, or obsessive compulsive disorder.
Now, if you're the person that has to go in and get that, you have to wear something like a suit, don't you? You can't just go in.
I wear a suit.
Glove, gown, and ammonia. The ammonia will.
Where do they get all of those cats? I mean, if I wanted to get a cat today, I would go to one of the places where you adopt it. The cat store. Yeah, but do they buy all of them?
Probably strays. They find any stray they see walking around.
Oh my!
May steal them. Too.
I wonder how long it takes to collect 300 cats.
Well, it depends. If you take in a couple of pregnant females and a couple of men, it wouldn't take very long at all.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, and the people are sick too because they think they're helping the cats.
Right.
What?
Not sick. Really.
Wow. Yeah. What?
And one more thing, Chad Johnson. He's a receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this year he's been doing a lot of different touchdown celebrations.
Little dances and stuff.
Yeah, one he did, he proposed to one of the cheerleaders on the sideline after he scored a touchdown earlier this year.
Was that a for real proposal?
No, just for show. And he did a river dance, I think, a couple weeks ago in the end zone, and like an end zone putt. He pretended like he putted the football. But he hit a deer, I guess, last week or sometime this week, maybe.
In his car, you mean?
In his car. In his car. And he wants to include this deer, this dead deer. He has it in his garage. He wants to include this deer somehow on Christmas. They play on Christmas Eve.
Oh, my God.
So he wants to work this deer in the stadium somewhere for Christmas and use it in his touchdown celebration.
I wonder if it has antlers.
Oh, I would imagine. Yeah,
I think I'd probably use some antlers or something, or go make some deer sausages and bring some deer jerky.
Puppet strings and have the deer dance with him in the
But now you watch, though, because he's admitted that he has it. I mean, imagine the Department of Natural Resources. You know, they're not going to allow
a dead deer in there.
They're not going to allow him to keep that. He's supposed to have a permit for it anyway.
Yeah.
Not that state's different.
Hang it in the end zone.
He said that this is going to be the greatest celebration of all time. I will actually use an animal in my touchdown. My touchdown deer.
If all this crap goes on, why did the Rams get in such trouble for the bob and weave?
I know.
I think it's more than three players.
You're not allowed, a group celebration.
Yeah, you're not allowed a group
You're allowed your own individual touchdowns.
Well, then they all should have just split up, and every one of them died around the end.
And you know, it's interesting. In college and high school, they don't let you celebrate at all.
No.
It's a penalty. You can't even spike the ball or anything. You have to just hand it to the official and go jump around with your buddy.
He said he may get suspended for the last game, but he's going to try it anyway.
So. you know how some of the teams, after they score a touchdown, they run up to, like, the first row of the stands, and they jump up, and all the people
the
are
land
coming.
Elite.
Can you picture a deer in the front row? Somebody hugs a deer.
And a seat.
the front row seat.
You know what? He probably would buy a seat for the dead deer.
That sounds really stupid.
Or just a deer. Maybe he's just going to slant the head somewhere.
Be like Weekend at Bernie's, you know?
Yeah.
A big 12-point rack up in the front seat. That would be funny.
He could bring the head in. I don't know how long it takes to do mount the deer on a...
I don't know.
Who knows?
Oh, maybe. I doubt he just wants the head.
Oh, he probably wants the whole thing.
No, I think so.
Yeah. Well, then he'll have to do something with that. Holy cow.
And he plays for who? Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, yes.
The Bengals.
They're going to make the playoffs this year.
Well, then that is really butt stupid of him if he does something to compromise him playing in the next game.
Oh, I think they're already in. So
when do the Rams play on? When did the playoffs start for the Rams?
They play on Saturday.
Maybe next season.
We got a couple more games.
Yeah, they haven't had to worry about that bob and weave this year.
No. Hey, did you see what one of the Blues did last night? They went and pulled the fire alarm at the arena at the Phoenix. Phoenix, so they could maybe have the game canceled so they wouldn't lose.
Somebody, are you serious?
No, you're lying.
Nobody's totally lying.
No, I'm lying.
No, but somebody did pull the alarm.
Something happened last night, and they
started, that's a great idea. Actually.
They started evacuating the arena.
Yeah.
The game started.
Yeah.
And all the players are off the ice. I turned the TV on and I'm watching it. I'm like, what the heck happened here? And they said, "Oh, the fire alarm's going off." No one else seemed. The refs are skating around the ice. Everybody's just having a good old time, but they're evacuating everyone. And then all of a sudden, they bring them all back. I guess they figured can you imagine being in an arena? Now here, the Blues haven't had that big of a crowd. I mean, 8,000 to 10,000.
Yeah,
it's like evacuating a high school here if that happens. But but if you're in a place where Phoenix, I guess are they doing okay? I don't even know. I mean, you have a decent crowd, and you've got to get all those people out of there without panicking and stuff. Wow. Yeah, no kidding. But the Blues actually won last night.
They did.
Yeah, they did. I was shocked.
We're on our way.
Yeah, we are.
Is it 7 wins now?
7 wins of the whole season. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's beautiful.
So all we need is a few more, and we'll make it to the playoffs.
You 30 more.
Those poor people in New York, did you see?
Oh, you know. Yeah. You're talking about the transit strike.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And how could they do that right before Christmas? Right before. It's unbelievable.
I know it. I know it.
And then didn't the judge has fined the union
like $1 million a day or something.
$1 million
right?
Each day.
And it's threatening, I think, to throw the heads of the union in jail. And as of, I don't know, I guess 4 hours ago when I heard the last news, the judge had not decided, now perhaps he has, whether or not individual suits could be filed against each transit worker.
Oh.
I don't know about that.
Wow. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, watching all those people walk.
It just goes to show you, though, how many luxuries we live with. And if one gets interrupted, we're screwed. Hardcore, you know?
Well, I mean, New York.
Yeah, it's New York. That's how they get around.
Yeah, I mean,
that's nuts. Yeah. And then Elton John, congratulations to Elton.
Wow.
It was a happy day.
Bachelor party?
His boy toy. It was a bachelor party.
Yeah. Well, he's already married, right?
Yeah, I think he got married last night, right? And they're having the big party tonight. They just got married with both their parents and Elton and his buddy. What's his buddy?
David Furnish.
That is
beautiful.
Yeah.
They were there, and the parents were there, and that was it. It was just a small
wedding. Which one wore the gown?
I'm guessing David, don't you think?
Yeah.
Didn't they say they were both going to be either husbands or wives?
I think they said they were both going to be wives.
Oh, great.
They're
both
going to
be wives?
Yes. It was on your guys' show I heard that.
Oh, I don't even
know.
Who
said that? It was Mike Evans. Remember, Mike Evans said that.
They're both going to be
wives. They're both going to be wives.
That's a beautiful story.
Isn't it cute?
That's sick. That's crazy talk.
Wow.
All right. So I guess, is that it for everybody for the Burke segment?
I think so.
The Burton segment is officially closed. All right, so it's your turn at 969-KTRS, which is 5877. It's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS.
Good job.
How about that? Did I get it?
You did.
888-550-KTRS.
No, you didn't.
Stop repeating it. So we need your help because Frank's not here, and you guys drive the show, so just give us a call, and we'll throw you on, and we'll talk about anything at all you want to talk about. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and take your calls on the Big 550 KTRS.
President Casino is better than ever. Win your share of $500,000 in cash and prizes in the President Casino's Holiday Swipe and Win Game, November 7th through December 23rd. Swipe your player's card at the Holiday Swipe and Win kiosk and see what you've won. Every swipe's a winner. One swipe per person per gaming day. The President Casino, the only casino in downtown St. Louis, offers the loosest slots, your favorite table games, and live poker action every day. So play the Holiday Swipe and Win Game at the President Casino to win your share of $500,000 in cash and prizes.
It's the ultimate casino, hot spot downtown. You want it, you want it, you got it now. If you want it, you want it, right here.
I'm looking for a sexy new toy.
Then visit the world-class motorcycle show held every day at Bob Schultz Harley-Davidson. Bob Schultz, the authorized Harley-Davidson dealer in St. Charles, has the area's largest showroom, and it's full of brand new Harleys.
Plus leather and accessories at low prices.
Bob Schultz Harley-Davidson, I-70 and Cave Springs exit in St. Charles, the Harley experts. Visit the world's best motorcycle show held every day at Bob Schultz Motorcycle Supermarket. Bob Schultz, authorized dealer for Harley-Davidson, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Sea-Doo. Right now, Bob Schultz has new, hard-to-find Harleys with easy financing. Bob Schultz will put you on a sexy new Harley-Davidson. Then you'll be...
Bob Schultz, you're a hottie.
You know the name, Bob. Bob Schultz Motorcycle Supermarket, St. Charles, the Harley experts.
We've saved the best for last. The Joseph A. Bank Last Minute Gift Sale. Cashmere sweaters, regularly $275, now $99. A huge selection of sport shirts, golf shirts, wool sweaters, cotton sweaters, silk sweaters, only $39. Even all corduroy pants, now $39. How about the entire stock of Joseph A. Bank luggage? Just $99. Plus, last minute bonuses, like every camel hair blazer, $149. Wool cashmere dress pants, regularly $150, now $49. And a huge selection of dress shirts, only $29. the Joseph A. Bank Last Minute Gift Sale on what men really want for Christmas, now through Saturday.
Joseph A. Bank, with two area locations in St. Louis, North Lindbergh, just north of Ladue Road in Creve Coeur, and in Chesterfield Mall on the lower level.
Style, performance, value. At Nissan, we've got you covered from A to Z. Announcing Nissan's A to Z year-end event, featuring Altima, Armada, Frontier, Maxima, Murano, Pathfinder, Quest, Sentra, Titan, Xterra, and Z. Your chance to get year-end deals on America's most exciting full line of innovative cars, trucks, and SUVs. From the sleek and stylish Nissan Altima to the legendary Z, get year-end incentives on select new models, like the 2005 Pathfinder. Now, lease the 2005 Nissan Pathfinder SE 4x4 for $339 per month for 42 months with $2139 initial payment. Your chance to get a $339 per month lease on the Nissan Pathfinder ends January 3rd. Nissan's A to Z year-end event. Nissan, drive. For qualified lessees, tax, title, and license extra, call 1-888-858-8319 for lease details. Offer ends 1-306.
Cosmetic dentistry is a non-specialty interest area that requires no specific educational training in order to advertise this service.
A message from the office of Dr. Michael White about crooked teeth.
There are many different kinds of crooked teeth. Overlap teeth, twisted teeth. Some people have gaps between their teeth. Most people think they need braces for 2 to 3 years to solve these problems, but that's just not the case. Using the latest techniques in cosmetic dentistry, we can fix virtually any crooked teeth without braces, often in just 1 or 2 visits. And I want to stress that. We can fix virtually any crooked teeth in just 1 or 2 visits without braces.
And these treatments are affordable.
We offer financing. We take credit cards. We can even phase the treatment over time. We can make a brand new smile affordable for almost anyone.
Just imagine how much better you would look if your teeth were straight. Call Dr. White's office now for a complimentary consultation at 96-TEETH. That's 968-3384. Dr. Michael White at the forefront of cosmetic dentistry.
Nancy Grace here each and every night on Headline News. We listen to the arguments.
Explain to me. I want to believe you.
We look at the evidence.
This guy has her blood on his tennis shoe.
And then just call it straight.
The defense might as well pack up and go home.
I guess some people just can't handle the truth. So be it. The tough questions, the hard answers. I'm ready. So, hey, bring it on.
Nancy Grace, only in prime time on Headline News, weeknights, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Bomarito Cadillac is offering the all-new 2006 CTS for just $288 per month. Bomarito Cadillac at Cave Springs and Highway 70 in St. Peter's, where Price sells Cadillacs.
Hi, Cardinal fans. This is Mark Mulder, inviting you to join me along with my teammates at the Cardinals Care Winter Warm-Up. There will be autographs, memorabilia, Hall of Famers, free prizes, and fun. Plus, every dollar raised will go to Cardinal Care to support kids. The warm-up is at the Millennium Hotel in downtown St. Louis, January 14th, 15th, and 16th. So join me and my teammates at the warm-up. I'll see you there.
For passes, call 314-345-9000 or go to stlcardinals.com.
It's that time of year when families gather together to reopen old feelings. And Silver Bell Records is proud to present A Dysfunctional Family Christmas. This is the album your family is sure to cherish for Christmases to come.
Christmas time, you force a smile. Everyone is joining in the group denial. Folks behaving infantile. Family Christmas time.
Hit after dysfunctional hit. Songs like The Almost Perfect Christmas.
Dinner is perfect, the presents are perfect, the tree in the parlor is the perfect one.
Then your brother yells at your mother, Christmas is ruined for everyone.
Get timeless favorites like Someday I'll Get Christmas Right, I've Got My Drinking Under Control for the Holidays, Peace on Earth Where, and The Daughter's Song.
Presents and wrapping paper, ribbons and bows and all that stuff. Why do we even bother? Nothing we can do is good enough.
And this country Christmas classic.
Every Christmas when you got drunk, I told the children you were not drunk. And I said, Tommy, you're not being bad. It's just that Christmas makes your mommy mad.
Let it drop, it's Christmas. What I want, you can't buy me. Fruitcake and shame. And why am I the only one who knows what Christmas really means? And many more.
Underneath the mistletoe is a 2x2 jingle bell world. And underneath all those extra pounds is a very pretty girl.
24 timeless standards, including the classic Carol of Intimacy.
Leave me alone, please go away. I'm doing fine, just get away. Leave me alone, please go away. I'm doing fine, just get away. Leave me alone, please go away.
Call 1-800-GET-HELP. Homeowners are standing by.
Oh, man. That's awesome. That's some people's Christmas. Mine. The Big 550 KTRS, and we're back, and we're hitting the phones right now.
Hey, take line two. That's Keith. He's got a traffic bulletin.
Keith, you have a traffic bulletin?
Yes, I do.
All right. Fire away, because this, apparently this is the only way we're going to get in traffic this afternoon.
Yeah, the way it looks, folks.
All right, Keith from the Big KTRS 550 traffic bulletin. Traffic cop, turf.
Yeah.
This is 44 westbound, the first Sullivan, Missouri exit. This happened about 45 minutes ago. I had just passed it, and there's a jackknife tractor trailer in the median, and it was a mess. There was another tractor trailer that got hit. It was on the side, so I'm assuming I couldn't get through to the state troopers for an update, but it's going to be a mess. 44 westbound, First Sullivan, Missouri exit before the Flying J truck stop.
Oh, I know. That's a big old truck stop out there.
Yep.
All right.
Hey, this is Keith from the Keith ERS Big 550.
Way to go, Keith.
Nice job.
Great job. Thanks for the help.
Thanks, Keith.
Aim in the PM.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, now we'll head to the calls. Philip's up next here.
Oh, hi, how you doing?
Hey, Philip.
Hey,
this is Philip in Texas.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey.
I am AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
And I'd like to say hello, Karen.
Oh, hello, Philip.
Oh, man. Wow. You're going to put my eye out.
Oh, what?
Hey, hey, your show seems different today. It's like upbeat and not being dragged down. And what's the difference?
Trevor's sitting over there where I usually sit.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
It. Frank.
Mm-hmm. Trevor, hi to Frank.
Trevor's answering.
Well, you
phone.
Can.
Yeah, sure,
go
ahead. Hi, Frank.
Philip wants to say hi to you.
Hi, Philip.
All right, Frank's in the background right now.
Yeah,
he can't.
He's on vacation.
Sounds like he's in the can.
Yeah, he can't.
Hold my finger.
He's on vacation.
Hey, I heard you earlier talking about mounting a deer. You can probably ask Frank about that, how to mount a deer.
Wow. Holy cow, Philip.
Philip is a man of opportunity.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, man, while they're down, you got to kick him, you know?
Oh, yeah. While they're on vacation, you kick them.
Hey, somebody was talking about Elton John's wedding. They said they were both wearing twink. What does that mean?
Wearing twink.
Twink.
Is
that kind of like pink or?
Oh.
I don't know. They probably couldn't come to live in Texas. They just passed a ban on people like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
But, I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas, not a Happy Holiday or anything else.
Well,
but,
good. And thank you, Philip. Merry Christmas to you.
And if you can't be good, be careful.
Okay. We will. Thanks, Philip.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. There goes Philip.
That game
was
joyous.
Yeah.
Here's Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hey, gang. My name is Frank.
Hey,
AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
Hey, you guys struck a chord with me earlier when you were talking about, I think Bill Clemmons was talking about the Amish driving.
Yeah.
I used to be in broadcasting. I'm not anymore because I wanted to make some money.
You are a smart guy.
But I worked for a radio station up near Waterloo, Iowa. And I used to go into the cop shop in the morning and get the report from the previous day of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I went in there one day. And there was a drunk driving report in there. And the guy who was arrested for drunk driving was Amish. And he was driving a horse and buggy and was arrested for drunk driving.
Oh, my God. Oh,
really?
He was not drinking, and he came around the corner on the wrong side of the road and ran into a truck, and it killed his horse.
Oh.
And they arrested him. I went to the sheriff. I said, is this right that the Amish guy was charged with drunk driving? He was driving a horse. I said, yeah, he was drinking and driving. So...
And that is considered their vehicle, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Was the horse drinking, too? Did they find that out?
I don't know if they did blood alcohol content on him or not, but, you know. But then also, you're talking about that fire alarm being pulled in Phoenix last night.
Yeah.
I was doing a basketball game. I was working for a radio station in southeast Missouri a few years ago. I was doing a basketball game in Poplar Bluff, and right before the opening tip-off, the concession stand exploded.
What?
And I was standing there. I was on the air, and I was looking around and wondering why the game wasn't starting. I looked at my partner and said, why is the game not starting? He goes, there's a fire in the concession stand. I looked up, and there was a fire, like a 50-foot flame shooting across the Poplar Bluff Gymnasium concession stand.
Wow.
What they were doing was making funnel cakes, and apparently the propane hose between the item they made the funnel cakes in had a leak in it. When they turned it on, it basically exploded. Fortunately, nobody was in the concession area other than one of the workers, and he got out okay. But it destroyed the Poplar Bluff gymnasiums. All their trophies and stuff were destroyed. We had to move the game and everything. But my comment on the radio was, okay, the building's on fire. I'm going to go back to the studio, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Smart comment.
Yeah, no kidding.
Holy cow. Yeah, when you're doing a broadcast, you see fire trucks pulling up to the building you're in, you probably want to leave.
Yeah.
So anyway, you guys enjoy your time without Frank.
Oh, okay.
And, oh, we are.
And, you know, the previous call was giving Frank a hard time, and I always say you want to kick a guy when he's down because he's a lot closer to your foot.
Yeah. But Frank's not down. He's just on vacation. Yeah, so Philip was taking advantage of Frank not being here to put Philip in his place.
Well, right. You know, maybe Philip's taking advantage of Frank before. Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Comedy style. What the heck's going on here?
You have a Merry Christmas.
You guys have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Bye, Paul.
Bye.
This is Christmas for crying. Man, oh, man. Larry's up next here. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. I'm aiming the PM.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Well, let me be frank. You guys got a good show.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You know, there's a new movie coming out. You know, that's that movie, Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah.
There's another movie. It's about two gay plumbers. It's called Buttcrack Mountain. You know, that guy that swallowed that ring?
Yeah, that guy.
The guy swallowed that ring. They ought to get him some hot food. Then he could pass a ring of fire.
Oh, man. Larry. Holy cow, the comedy stylings of Larry. You got any more, Larry?
Can I use that one at 4:55?
Well, if I tell any more, I'll be start telling Frank jokes.
Oh, man, Larry, those were good.
Ring of fire.
Oh, yeah. Wait, guy went to the doctor, he got a physical, and he told the doctor, well, am I doing all right? He said, yeah, but you're too fat. Doctor told doctor, he backed up and said, I want a second opinion. Doctor gave him a good look and he says, all right, you're ugly too.
Yeah.
You might have heard that one, but anyway. I'll get off there. Happy everything on the holidays.
Happy everything. I like that.
There you
okay.
go.
Bye,
thank
Larry.
You. Bye, Larry. See you, Larry. Man, Larry was pretty fun.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, here's Tom. Hello, Tom. Can you top Larry?
Well, hey, Dan. How are you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Karen.
Hello, Tom.
Well, listen now. I don't know who's in charge of the shotgun since Frank's not there.
None of us.
I was sitting around throwing darts. I always throw darts on Beth Peterson Wednesdays. And I thought of a good one when I heard about Elton John's wedding. Did you hear about the two Irish gay guys?
Hey, can we air this, Tom?
Oh, yes, sir. It's nothing filthy.
Okay.
Did you hear about the two Irish gay guys?
No.
Henry Fitzpatrick and Patrick Fitzhenry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have heard about that.
Yeah, we have.
Hey, listen, AM into PM and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, I need to break in here real quick. Terry just called in, and she's driving. She just passed southbound 270. She's on southbound 270. She just passed Dorset, and she said she sat in the worst traffic jam she's seen in 20 years. Yeah.
She was on southbound 270?
Southbound 270, they said at Dorset.
There was a five-car accident. It happened about, 2 o'clock?
Yeah, so it's probably still that.
Yeah, she said it was bad.
Was
it
involving there was a semi involved, too, wasn't there?
I don't know. There was five vehicles involved.
Hauling one of those big I-beams that they use for bridge construction or something?
Oh, really?
I think one of those was involved, if I heard
it
correctly.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's what it is. It's probably still left over from all that mess. So there you go. So we'll do some more calls here, huh? So thank you, Trevor.
Yeah,
and thank you, Terry, for calling in for that. Jim's up next. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I think I'm about to lose my cell phone, though. AM and the PM, Merry Christmas and all that.
Hallelujah.
Jim.
I probably missed this. You probably announced it 3,000 times, but I'm in and out of the car all the time. Could you please explain on the air? I'll hang up and listen to it. What happened to Terry Daly? Thank you.
Okay.
And I'll just say that Terry is not a part of the show anymore, Jim, and that's been talked about, and
we're not really talking about it anymore.
So I'm sorry that you missed all conversations, but not a lot was said other than the fact that he's not a part of the show.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go.
Thanks, Jim. Merry Christmas.
And here comes Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Oh, Dave.
Dave. We lost Dave there.
How about Gary?
All right. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Dan.
Yes, sir.
This is your only friend and personal skate sharpener.
All right. This is the guy that sharpens my skates.
Oh, personal call.
Yeah.
All right. Yesterday, Ian brought up the point about Point Barrow, Alaska, having no sunlight today. What a big, dumb idiot. They haven't had sunlight up there. If you look at the at a globe, they haven't had sunlight up there for like the last month, and they won't have sunlight for another month.
No, but you know what, Gary? I don't remember him mentioning Barrow, Alaska, which is all the way up at the Arctic Circle, at the Arctic Ocean. I thought he mentioned just some little place north of Anchorage, and I had told him, you have to go way north for that to happen.
Weren't you reading a newspaper story or something?
Well, I'll find a story.
If you look, I went out on weather.com today and looked up Anchorage. I think they're having like maybe 2.5 or 3 hours of sunlight.
Yeah, and that's not unusual. And it never gets totally dark or sunlight all the time in the southern portion of that state. That state is so huge you forget until you look on a map. You have to be way north near the Arctic Circle for that to apply. I mean, sometimes the sun goes down and there's just a little like dusk, I guess it will look like that, and that's the only kind of nighttime you get. But you have to be so far north.
Well, even 2 or 3 hours of sunlight wouldn't cut it with most of us.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no.
But besides, he's still a big dumb idiot. No.
Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, Gary. Merry
Christmas. Hey,
I'll have to call you later, Gary. I need my skate shirt.
Maybe you did say it was Barrow, Alaska, but that's all the way on the Arctic Ocean. So.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
All right, we'll do another call.
Yeah, one more. Yeah.
So we don't go down with the
AM and a PM.
Good.
On the screen, hey, on the screen it says Big Daddy.
Is that right?
Oh, that's Big
right.
Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Hey, listen, every time I go down, it's dark.
He means in the basement.
Give him a shot on that one.
Yeah. I'm going to give you one of those hats with the light on the top, man, you know?
A miner's hat.
Hey. I do wear a bib because I don't want to get the stuff on my clothes. You know?
No, all right.
But that's another story, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I was telling Dave last week, man, you know, every Thursday, that's the day I get to go cheat on my wife, you know? And
I think it's me.
I was missing a volleyball shirt and I couldn't figure out. So when I go over to my neighbor's house, you know, to cheat, and my shirt always smelled like my wife's perfume. I couldn't figure out what the heck was going on. But it turned out that my wife was cheating, too. And she was wearing my bowling shirt. You know?
Your wife was wearing your bowling shirt?
Right. You know, my neighbor said that I look good in my bowling shirt.
Yeah.
So when I go over there, you know, I wear it, you know. But it turned out my shirt was smelling like my wife's perfume. I thought made my neighbor wear the same type of perfume. But I found out that my wife was cheating on me, too.
Oh.
You know, she was cheating with the neighbor, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I hate when that happens, man. So I'm thinking about picking up golf. That way I can get 9 holes. You know what I'm saying? The shit never find me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Troublemaker.
Yeah. Holy God. That's what I'm going to try. You know,
I think he's trying to call it the Lila show. I don't think you're.
Yeah.
Is there anything else, Big Daddy?
Mm-hmm. No. Nah, I mean, just you make me smile and make me rise. I don't know what that means, but
okay.
It works.
Holy moly.
Well, Merry Christmas.
All right, and a Merry Christmas to you, too.
Oh, thank
you. I'm going to find me a hat with a light on.
All right.
All right, Big Daddy.
Yeah, Big Daddy.
Wow, look at that time.
Bye-bye.
He's having a good day.
Could ask for Santa Claus. Yes. Should we take a break?
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll take a
now.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more calls on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Frank. You've heard me talk about Hardy Plank and Lakeside Exteriors. I'm going to do you a big favor. And I consider a big favor when somebody saves you money and tips you off to something that other people wouldn't know. Of course, if they listen to this show, they're going to know. And here's what it is. Hardy Plank from Lakeside Exteriors If you will call them and order this Hardy Plank for your house now, Hardy Plank, probably the greatest siding you're ever going to see, you're going to save money because these material costs are going up. They're continuously going up because of the hurricanes mainly and the rising cost of materials. If you buy the siding now, you can pay for it later. Lakeside Exteriors has an easy 6-month, no interest, no payment plan. It's going to be less expensive to buy it now than it will be in the spring. And Hardy Plank, unlike some siding, can be installed easily during the winter months. The cold weather doesn't affect the quality of the installation. And this time of year, they don't have the backlog of orders that they're going to have in the spring. And they can jumpstart your job and get it done sooner. Get it completed sooner. So you need siding, you want the best, you want Hardy Plank, and you want the best people to put it on, Lakeside Exteriors, make the call, 636-978-5000, before the material costs go up more. Or go to their website, lakesideexteriors.com.
How would you like to eliminate a dirty house, and even better, the soapy, crunchy residue in your carpet forever? Well, I tell you about my friends at Zero Res because it is the right way to clean, and who has time for the wrong way to clean? Because you just waste money and you waste so much time. Call Zero Res today and trust me, you will be a believer. In the carpet cleaning area, it's free of soap, no detergents, no dry cleaning chemicals. This patented proven technology has now been embraced by Mohawk, yes, a leading carpet manufacturer. They say that it is environmentally friendly, and the Mohawk Group has begun recommending and using Zero Res on its customer claims throughout the country. And wait until you see how they can clean the tile and grout in your home. It would take you 6 months and a can of cleanser with a toothbrush, and you still couldn't get it as clean as Zero Res. 1-866-ZERO-RES. 1-866-ZEROREZ. 866-937-6739, spelled backwards or forwards. Zero Res is the right way to clean.
Holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Illinois Lottery Holiday Instant Tickets. They're affordable, one size fits all, and sure to please everyone. 7 holiday tickets in all. $75 million in total available cash prizes. From the Illinois Lottery. Have fun. Play responsibly. See retailer for details.
Hi there, Frank O'Pinion. You know, 32 years ago, I had just been married for a couple of years, and I needed a dentist. Needed nowhere to go to get my teeth checked and cleaned. And a girl that I worked with, a real pretty girl, too, with real pretty teeth, says, well, I'll give you the name of my dentist, and that name was Dr. Douglas Watanabe. And I thought, that's a funny name. It's still kind of a funny name. But I went because her teeth looked great. And 32 years later, here I am, still a patient of Ballast Dental Care. It's actually the name of the clinic. He's still there. Got a lot of other great people working with him. And it's still a wonderful place to go. And in 32 years, I have never wanted to go anywhere else. And I'm asking you, inviting you, if you're not happy with your dentist, you don't have a dentist, you're embarrassed, ashamed because you haven't been for a while, this is the most comfortable place you're ever going to go. They've seen worse than whatever your case is. So check it out. Ballast Dental Care. It's easy to find. It's at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Or just give them a call. Ballast Dental Care.
Mama, when's Daddy going to get home?
I'm having gridlock. Family can't be here. We'll have good old Christmas cheer and carols on the car radio. Someone's built a bonfire in the fast lane.
You're 70 today.
Yeah. Gathering round with cheery amber lights. They're all friendly just like me.
44.
Along the freeway singing silent night.
And that appears to be what's happening out there today. Everywhere. Traffic, yeah, everywhere. Traffic seems to be bad. And CW has a traffic bulletin for us. CW?
Yeah.
You have a bulletin for us, a traffic bulletin?
Yeah, there is an accident on westbound Highway 40 right at the 270 overpass. The right lane's blocked. There's a couple of police cars there, and the two cars are pretty badly damaged, so it's going to be there for a while.
So this is westbound 40 getting on to 270?
No, actually, right, the overpass over 270.
Oh, okay.
Right,
okay.
The Ballas
okay.
Road exit there.
Got you.
Yeah, right where 40 goes over 270.
Okay.
Just past the exit where you go off of 40 on the southbound 270.
Okay. So that's westbound 40, right?
Yeah, you got it, right.
All right. Thanks, CW.
All right, I'm AM and PM, too.
All right. Hallelujah. Bye-bye. Holy cow.
I guess for anybody on 270, Lindbergh would be the best bet, huh?
Yeah, get off on Lindbergh.
And I'm trying to sit here and think. I mean, it's just got to be horrible.
Well, apparently there was a five-car accident on southbound 270 about 2 o'clock, and Karen seemed to think there was a tractor-trailer involved with that, and we're not sure, but it's a mess out there. So just kind of kick back and just take us with you, and we'll try and help you through it. And we'll come back on the other side and we'll mess around some more. Give us your calls on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. So far, no deal on the Patriot Act. Majority of senators want a temporary extension of the act while civil liberties questions are resolved. The White House says, no way, make it permanent. It's the showdown before Christmas break. Here with the latest on it is ABC's Vic Ratner on Capitol Hill.
Sherry, a possible break in the Patriot Act deadlock. Senate leaders on both sides have now taken their negotiations to a huddle on the side of the Senate floor. Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter explaining what he hopes will be a plan to break the logjam. Among those around him are Idaho Republican Larry Craig, who is a leader of senators who want more protections for civil rights. Sherry?
ABC's Vic Ratner live at the Capitol. The Senate today blocked a Pentagon spending bill that would have allowed for oil drilling in an Alaskan wildlife refuge. Democratic Senator Frank Lautenberg.
It looks like Santa's sled going to the oil companies is going to be delayed.
The bill will likely be reworked without the oil drilling provisions. Well, the long commute home just beginning for millions of New Yorkers who are once again walking instead of riding subways or buses. It's the transit strike, day two. Here live in New York is ABC's Bob Schmidt.
Sherry, millions of people in this city continue to freeze and wear out shoe leather in patience while the opposing sides in the strike duel it out in court and at news conferences, but not at the bargaining table. Mayor Mike Bloomberg calls the strike illegal and selfish. Governor George Pataki says no deal without an end to the strike.
There aren't going to be any talks while you're out there walking.
Union leader Roger Toussaint says they'll talk.
We are prepared to resume negotiations right away, right now, right this minute with the MTA.
But only if pensions are taken off the table. That was a deal breaker before, so the two sides are still far apart. Sherry?
ABC's Bob Schmidt live. Two New Orleans police officers seen on video beating a man shortly after Hurricane Katrina have been fired. They are pleading not guilty to battery charges. You're listening to ABC News.
This is the Secret Supper Network.
I'm here at Michael's. They have an amazing selection of gifts for kids, teachers, everyone on my list. On sale now. No handheld gizmos or R-rated video games. They have creative educational activity sets, frames, scrapbooking, and a great selection of kids' art sets starting at just $3.88. Over and out.
This has been the Secret Supper Network.
The gifts you need at a Michael's store near you.
Hillshire Farm reminds you to invite our little Smokies over for the big game.
Oh, down in front.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, down in front.
Hey, you make a better door than a window.
Didn't come here to look at the back of your head.
Yeah. Guys, maybe the little Smokies shouldn't be right in front of the TV. Huh?
All the work we do at Hillshire Farm means Little Smokies cocktail sausages are quick, easy, and so good they draw a crowd. Just heat them up in barbecue sauce and you're ready for kickoff. Hillshire Farm Little Smokies, America's favorite smoked sausage.
It is 4:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. We start this newscast with a traffic update. Missouri State Troopers are now advising you to avoid southbound 270 just south of Page. Only the two left lanes have been open after that truck carrying beams collided with a car this afternoon. There are no injuries, but troopers are telling KTRS News that a crane may be needed to lift the concrete beam on the highway. Again, that's southbound 270 just south of Page. Meantime, there are also major traffic problems this afternoon near Stanton. This is eastbound I-44. It is closed at the 231-mile marker. State troopers telling us a tractor-trailer hit the cables in the median. That's caused a diesel spill. DNR has had to be called in because of the spill. They're on their way to the scene right now. There's debris all over the highway. Patrol says traffic is backed up 4 miles. No reports, though, of injuries. Charges have been filed against a man suspected of stealing an airport police car this week and then leading police on a 40-mile high-speed chase. 28-year-old Christopher Ridge of Independence is charged with one count of stealing a motor vehicle. Ridge was captured on I-55 near Festus. A potentially violent standoff ended peacefully this afternoon in the 4900 block of Beacon in North St. Louis. The standoff ending when the 25-year-old suspect eventually surrendered to authorities. Police Lieutenant Colonel Roy Jockumstaller describes how the suspect gave up.
The hostage unit was setting up to put some equipment in there to try to negotiate with the suspect. He saw the officers and then surrendered at that point.
Jockumstaller says the suspect was shot in the back, but his injuries don't appear to be life-threatening. Detectives say they don't know why the man fired shots or why he held family members hostage. We don't have his name as of yet. Saying it doesn't want to build on land contaminated with Manhattan Project materials, Praxair is rejecting St. Louis's offer of a Hazelwood site for a relocated Shodo distribution facility. While the Corps of Engineers says the site near Lambert Airport is clear of contamination, a spokesman for Praxair, Nigel Mara, says that's not good enough.
I'm aware of that letter, but I'm also very well aware that the Coldwater Creek is contaminated, is prone to flooding, and it's right beside that piece of property. And quite frankly, Praxair wouldn't even think about putting its employees on a piece of property in that condition.
Corps Project Manager Jackie Mattingly says it hasn't been determined if Coldwater Creek is contaminated there, but if it is, it'll be cleaned up. Mara says Praxair will continue looking at other sites both inside and outside the city. If you're going to the airport the next few days, you need to be aware of some changes to the banned item list and also new screening procedures. KTRS's Steve Klotz explains.
Acceptable items include corkscrews, matchbooks, and fingernail clippers, but you cannot bring drills, Swiss Army knives, or lighters.
Anything 7 inches or greater, you can't bring aboard, tools or anything like that, but anything less than 7 inches, you can. And we're talking about scissors that are 4 inches or less. You can bring those on board now.
TSA Federal Security Director Bill Switzer says these changes were made so they can spend more time looking for improvised exploding devices. Switzer says they will also do random searches of travelers to become less predictable.
Simmons Cooper Market Report. Dow ends the day up 28, NASDAQ up 9, the S&P was up 3. Your Weather Plus forecast for tonight, clear, low near 29, tomorrow sunny, high of 54. 41 at 406. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News.
We'd save the best for last. The Joseph A. Bank Last Minute Gift Sale. Cashmere sweaters, regularly $275, now $99. A huge selection of sport shirts, golf shirts, wool sweaters, cotton sweaters, silk sweaters, only $39. Even all corduroy pants, now $39. How about the entire stock of Joseph A. Bank luggage? Just $99. Plus, last-minute bonuses, like every Camel Air Blazer, $149. Wool cashmere dress pants, regularly $150, now $49. And a huge selection of dress shirts, only $29. The Joseph A. Bank last-minute gift sale on what men really want for Christmas, now through Saturday.
Joseph A. Bank, with two area locations in St. Louis, North Lindbergh, just north of Ladue Road in Creve-Coeur, and in Chesterfield Mall on the lower level.
We now join the football fan post-game interview already in progress.
Setup was tremendous today. Tell us about it.
I just played my game, man. Got the prime spot on the lot, lit the tailgate fire, and got my grill on. Burgers, brats, chips, you name it, we had it. But the cooler full of Miller Lite is key.
Does it have to be Miller Lite?
Do you want to enjoy the game?
Okay, what's Miller Lite bring to the game for fans?
Isn't it obvious? Miller Lite has more taste than Bud Light and half the carbs, too. Besides, you saw how we did out there with Miller Lite. The team won and we even beat the spread.
So you're a gambling man, man.
Dude, I was talking about the tailgate. There's nothing left. Not even a bunch.
Well then, does this end talk of a possible matchup of Miller Lite versus Bud Light in the playoffs?
Playoffs? Don't talk about the playoffs. What did I just say? Miller Lite has more taste than half the carbs of Bud Light. Are you kidding me? Playoffs? Miller Lite. That's all you need to know.
Miller Lite. Drink taste, less filling. Miller. Good call. Live responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Per 12 ounces, Miller Lite has 96 calories, 3.2 grams of carbs, less than 1 gram of protein, and 0 grams of fat. Bud Light has 6.6 grams of carbs.
Hi, this is Greg Dierberg.
And I'm Bob Dierberg. This holiday season, as we think about this past year, we realize and appreciate the importance of family and friends. And so, as we celebrate throughout the coming week, we'd like to take some time to reflect on the true values and meaning of the season. We hope you can, too.
From our family and from the families of all Dierberg's associates, we wish you a happy holiday and a new year filled with good health, hope, and peace.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
This week at Dierberg's, get 3 Coke 2 liters free when you buy 4 Coke 12 packs for just $10. That's right. Buy 4 Coke 12 packs for just $10. Get 3 free Coke 2 liters. Limit one Coke deal with $10 or more additional purchase. And instant redeemable coupon in-store. It's fresh. It's friendly. It's Dierberg's.
For that perfect gift for that perfect lady in your life, get her a Season Spa and Salon gift certificate, 842-6500, or online at seasonspa.com. Season Spa and Salon, the perfect gift.
Everyone loves the $25 till it sells ad listings at carsoup.com, but don't take our word for it.
I was apprehensive about listing my car online, but this process has made a believer out of me.
25 till it sells at CarSoup.
This is absolutely the easiest and cheapest way I have ever tried to sell a car. It only took 2 days. I will definitely use CarSoup.com again.
25 till it sells at CarSoup.
Thanks for the help selling my motorcycle. I will never use the newspaper again. I tell you, I am hooked on CarSoup.
25 till it sells at CarSoup.
I'm so pleased with CarSoup. On Monday evening, I placed an ad on your site, and within 24 hours, I found a buyer and closed the deal. Thanks for your service. I plan to use it again and tell my friends to do the same.
Smarter search, better results. Online ad listings as low as $25. CarSoup.com.
If you're in the market to buy a car, CarSoup.com will make your search quick and easy. Search by make, model, price, or payment to find your new vehicle at CarSoup.com.
411 at the Big 550. We apologize. We've had some technical troubles trying to get the traffic report, but joining us now from Metro Traffic is Jill Enders. It's sponsored by Everybody Loves Raymond on TBS on Wednesday nights. Thank you, Jill, for helping out.
Anytime, Karen. North Skinker at Wydown, that is closed due to an overturned vehicle accident. Westbound 70 at Wentzville Parkway, an accident there. Northbound 55 at Gasconade, look for slowdowns due to an earlier accident. Westbound 40, looks like you're pretty slow because of an accident at 270. Traffic is jamming back to balance. Finish big this holiday. There's still time to get all the biggest gifts of the season. Find tools, home appliances, holiday fashions, and more. Wish big at Sears. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Jill Enders on the Big 550 KTRS.
Visit your Gateway Acura dealer today and drive away in the MDX with a $399 per month lease. Visit Frank Lita Acura or Dave Munganast Acura for details.
Spring of 2006.
Let's go!
LaRusse's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Okay. This is a song that, there's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and not too many Hanukkah songs, so wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go.
Is Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Oh, your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is festival of life. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah, so
do James Conkert, Douglas, and the late Dinosaurus. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Bonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or Jingle Bell Rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, don't you wish? Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicers, celebrate Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He got Ann Landers and his sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. Oh, forget a harmonica on a lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. Have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
I forgot how funny that is. I haven't heard that in a while.
Adam really Sandler. Is. Oh, my goodness. And he's Jewish, right?
No.
He's not?
Yeah, of course he is.
Dan Strauss, man. Only Dan.
Thanks Dan. So much.
Thanks so much, everybody. Holy cow. So Hanukkah starts
Sunday.
Sunday at sundown. So happy Hanukkah to everyone, and Merry Christmas, and whatever else you
want. Isn't it amazing that we're more than 10 years past the O.J. trial, and there's still jokes about that?
That's because
isn't that
guilty.
Amazing?
What?
What? Well, what?
Hang on. What?
Oh, no.
OJ's guilty?
No, wait,
he's
no,
guilty?
He's not. No, he's still searching for the killer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 years
and
he's
straight,
searching
buddy.
For the killer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, and real quick, Jack called in and said that the beam from the truck, has been loaded on a new truck, that's clear, but the traffic is still backed up to McDonald Boulevard.
Holy moly!
Amen. Yeah.
And that's on southbound 270 right around Dorset.
It's about between
Page. Dorset and Page. Yeah. Between Dorset and Page, so southbound on 270, and traffic is still just a huge, huge mess. And we have Dr. Doug coming up in about 15 minutes. He's going to talk about your pets and the holidays and whatever. So light him up, 969-KTRS. Which is 5877 or 1-888-550-KTRS. Let's hit the phones.
Here's Don.
Hello, Don.
Hey, Don. How you guys doing this afternoon?
Good. Good. Don. Hi, Don.
I just wanted to tell you, I think it's great. You're one of the few stations left that is not worried about political correctness.
No, I don't think we are.
Yeah. Right. I don't think we ever were.
Yeah, we never were.
That was great. Well, anyway, once and for all.
Anyway.
Oh, and by the way, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, once and for all, it's been proven that Frank Opinion does hate the listeners.
No, that's Karen that hates the listeners.
Yeah,
Karen
Frank's
hates
on vacation.
Well, Karen?
But really, Don, I don't hate
Karen.
Hey, Karen, can I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
Just out of curiosity, when you go on vacation, do you listen to us sometimes on the Internet?
Never.
No.
When I go on vacation, I am gone.
Oh, okay. Well, the reason I ask is because it does appear, and I probably got a few witnesses there, that occasionally Frank will take advantage of really dogging you during that time.
He would never.
So now's your chance to.
No, Don, I know he doesn't do that. None of these guys do that.
No,
I would never,
Don.
Ever,
I love you, Karen?
Never expect that, and I know that can't be true.
Don, we would never.
You're
ever.
Trying to start trouble between me and the guys.
You are, Don, and this is Christmas.
That's just wrong.
Well, I'm not trying to start trouble. Maybe I'm just wrong. You
know? Yeah, that's it.
Not but sure.
Frank's a good guy, but he likes his vacation, so.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he does. We all like vacation.
More power, man. More power to him, man.
Well, Merry Christmas, Don.
Yeah, and happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Don.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dave's up next.
What he was talking about.
I don't know. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Amen, PM.
Hallelujah. All right, Dave, what do you got for us?
Well, that Macau show, that Deb Peterbilt, she said she had a dream about him today.
About Macau?
Macau, yeah.
Not Macau, I thought.
Yeah, Macau.
Macau, right?
McRib. McRib. Yeah, McRib,
yeah.
McDuff.
Yeah, well, Dyke Peterbilt said that she had a dream about him today.
Yeah.
I think it was that he got fired or something, but I don't know. She was trying to. I just thought that was sort of scary if she's having dreams about you.
Yeah.
Peterbilt.
Well, Dave?
She's horrible. I love Karen. That Deb.
I can't hear your voice, Dave.
Yeah, well.
In the spirit of the season, we won't be mean and nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Merry Christmas, McCaw and Peterbilt, if you're listening.
Merry Christmas, Dave.
Hey,
don't be mean.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Bye-bye. And here comes Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Okay, I'm on 270 southbound.
Yes.
Just drove right past where the accident is supposed to be.
Mm-mm.
There's nothing there.
I guess they moved
it. Yeah, they cleaned it up.
Apparently, because there's nothing there. And so you get past and you're like, okay, why was I stuck in traffic?
Well, because it took 2 hours for them to get another truck to put that big concrete or steel beam on.
Yeah, I understand that. It's just frustrating.
I know.
Yeah. It took me, I clocked myself, it took me like 15 minutes to go 2.25 miles.
Hmm.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it is.
When you have 2 5-year-olds, a 7-year-old, and a 2-year-old in a van.
I have to go potty!
With no DVD player, you kind of get a little frustrated in traffic.
Yeah.
Well, it'll get better now.
Oh, yeah, I'm past it. I'm getting on 40 now, so now I'm going to be stuck in 40 traffic for a little bit. So I'm just having a good traffic day.
Well, have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too, and AM and the PM.
Hallelujah. Did you ever notice once you get past something like that, if you're in traffic that long and once you get past it...
And you see nothing there.
Everyone just... Oh, you see nothing, then you're mad. Why was I stopped?
And then you just floor
Everybody's doing 90. That's when the police should kind of hang around and wait for...
Don't give me any more ideas.
No, I know that.
Here's Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Hey, gang. How you guys doing? AM and PM.
Hallelujah.
I'm out here trying to get a little work. Yeah, I got a little, probably not real politically correct joke, but it's kind of cute. How many kids with ADD does it take to change a light bulb?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
For those that don't know, ADD is attention deficit disorder. Okay.
What?
What are we talking about?
Let's ride bikes. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
I'll talk to you later.
If Brian either has that diagnosis or has a child that does, he's certainly entitled to tell that joke.
Oh, heck yeah. Man, oh, man. How about John? Hello, John.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, John!
Now, to be politically correct, happy Rob Hobb and Kwanzaa to you all.
Rob Hobb and Kwanzaa?
It's Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
Ramadan, Kwanzaa, Christmas. There is a, and somebody actually has come up with a song with that. I don't know who sung it. I sang the song. I heard it on one of the stations, an FM station.
Uh-oh.
But somebody actually came out with the happy Rob Han Kwanzaa to you. And every time they get to the merry part, they blank that out and say Christmas. So if you find that, you got to play it. It's great.
We'll have to find it.
Yeah.
We'll have to try and find that.
Take care, guys.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
My Christmas cards I sent out this year actually said happy whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Seriously. Yeah.
I was like, that's what it's getting to.
Yeah.
Here's Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Say, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm all right. You know, I'm alive. But, hey, what did they leave some people go from your station?
No.
What are you talking about?
Oh, maybe it's Camo X.
Might be.
Mm, I don't know. We don't listen to that.
This is KTRS, right?
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, sir, it is.
Hey, how's Mr. Hadley doing?
Mr. Hadley's doing fine.
He's in the building.
He's in the building. He's right around here working, doing some
really
nice thing, beer.
Yeah,
sure.
That lady that was having problems in the traffic, tell her she's having a better day than me. I got laid off from my job today, plus a guy I worked with for 20 years passed away.
Oh, Dave. Sorry to hear that.
Well, I am, too. He's a good friend of mine.
No, that's not a good day.
No, it isn't.
Oh, well, that's the way life is, you know?
Yes, it is.
Hey, when the Blues playing next?
Tonight?
Tonight they play.
Maybe they'll sell them and they'll move out of town before then.
In Anaheim. We don't want that, Dave.
I'm sorry, but I do. I'm not anti-Blues. I used to go watch the other Blues teams, the older ones. You remember Bobby Orr?
Oh, yeah. Bobby Orr never played with the Blues, though. He played with Boston.
Yeah, I know. And he played with the Blackhawks, too. Nobody's as good as Bobby Orr was. I used to go watch him a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby
Orr
was
telling my age. See, I'm 50 now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You remember when Bobby Orr scored that goal to beat the Blues in the finals?
That was before I watched him. I used to watch Bobby Orr pick up the puck behind his goal, skate around five Blues, and the puck would be in the net. I'd just go to watch Bobby Orr play. I'm talking about this is about 19...
It was about 70, 71, 72.
Boring.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was in the 70s.
Yeah.
It was in the 70s. The Blues are going to be all right. Once they get sold, and then the new owners come in for the Blues, they'll shake things up, and then we'll get a team in there that actually can win some games.
Yeah, but when are they actually going to win the Cup?
You know what? That would be great, wouldn't it? That's never happened.
That'd be awesome.
Wow.
There's a lot of teams that can ask that.
Yeah, that's true.
But we'll talk to John Hadley about that later on tonight.
Is there anything else, Dave?
Yeah, hey, tell Mr. Hadley, I talked to him about drums. Tell him I got me a vintage drum set that's psychedelic red. He'd like to see it, probably. It cost me $1,800 just for four drums.
Well, I tell you what, when he is on later on this evening, you give him a call and talk to him about that, all right?
I will do that. What time's he on?
He'll be on, what, 6:30.
6:30.
Hey, you guys are still in Westport Plaza, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I really like your radio station. You're good.
Thanks.
Well, we like you.
Hey, you want to know something else?
Uh-oh.
Mr. Hadley got me a set of tickets to go to a game a couple years ago, too.
He did.
A personal friend.
Oh, boy, he's a nice guy.
Yeah. Well, listen, Merry Christmas, Dave.
He won't accept my gift, my set of cards, hockey cards I was going to give him.
Good Lord, I thought I was sweating.
Glad, me too. Merry Christmas, Dave.
All right.
We're glad you called.
Bye.
See you later,
Dave.
Bye, Dave. Now.
He says cards are for kids.
Okay,
Dave. Bye, Dave.
Bye, Dave.
Bye. See you later. Good Lord.
Wow.
Did he almost say what I thought?
Holy
crap.
He almost.
I don't know. Except my armpit started sweating and everything. Like, wait a minute, what are you saying?
Are we on delay?
Even take a break here.
Thank God. Yeah. We'll take a break in a minute. We have to get someone on the phone, too, before we take a break.
I know.
You know what I mean, Trevor?
Just tell him.
Okay. Joe Beanie from Johnny Wanda?
There you go.
He just throw things at the window like Frank does for
okay,
you.
Okay, yeah, Frank, I'll just, okay. There we go. Who's up?
Lou.
Hello, Lou.
Hello there.
How you doing?
All right, Dan. How you doing?
Good.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I'm doing fine, Lou. How are you?
Dan, have we got any confirmation or anything yet on our trip?
What is going on here?
This is Lou that's gone to Jamaica with us a couple times.
Oh, Lito Bracco Lou.
Yeah, Lito Bracco Lou. And you know what, Karen? Karen doesn't go on the trips with us, Lou.
No, she doesn't.
No, I don't do those Jamaican
trips. Karen would love Lou.
Love
to meet Lou.
Well, then, Lou, sometime when I go west or north, you'll have to go with me.
No, Lou likes warm weather, do you, Lou?
Like normal people.
Yeah, no confirmation, Lou.
No confirmations. Okay, well, I just thought I'd stir up something and put it out on the air.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for stirring it up. Yeah, nothing yet. But if we do get something, you'll be the first to know.
Well, I appreciate that, Dan. Thank you, bud.
All right, Lou. Merry Christmas.
And, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Karen.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Lou.
Oh, Lou. Wow.
Man, might rethink that.
Put that away.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Do we have him on?
Yeah.
Is he there? This man sells more cars than anyone in the entire universe.
He sells trucks.
Oh, trucks.
No,
okay.
Hold
on. This man sells more trucks than anyone in the entire universe because he gives the greatest deals. And it's not Johnny Londoff Jr. This is Joe Beanie, who works for Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Hey, gang, how we doing today?
We are good. Fine. Joe, hi, Bean. Joe.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, hi, Joe.
Oh, man.
Oh,
what was that?
Right
there. Wow, there you go.
See, I've got somebody at our control board, too, here, and it's John Landoff.
Oh, really? Senior?
Really?
Senior or junior?
Oh, no, Johnny Landoff, junior.
Oh.
24-7, he's here helping us sell trucks and cars, as you say, to everyone in the St. Louis area.
Yes, he is. And what kind of deals can we expect? And there's still time to get a, still time to get something to put under the tree.
Oh,
you have to have a big tree.
Yeah.
But...
you need a real big tree.
Yeah.
Something like, you know, probably Frank would have. But, you know, it's the holiday season, and it's a time to reflect on what has happened this year. And business has been very, very good. Once again, we're number one in new car sales for the year, number one in new truck sales, and number one in certified pre-owned sales. So it's kind of this type of
thing.
It is all due to John Landoff Jr. and